What's going on? So today we gonna go ahead and rate some of my fits. But in real, I'm gonna try my best to just be, you know, honest. I'm gonna let y'all know what's tea with these fits. If something went wrong, I'm gonna let y'all know. But yeah, I'm gonna try my best to rate them honestly and fairly, and you know, give my best opinion on my own fits. Y'all can feel free to drop y'all own ratings in the comments. Let me know what fit y'all like the most or what fit y'all didn't like. But yeah, all right, let's get into these fits. So first fit is this fit. I have to say this is probably one of my most favorite fits that I put together. The way I just put this fit together, like, I feel like it just randomly just came together on like a crazy random day. I was just going to the mall and I was going to look at kicks and I wanted to throw on something fresh, something fly. So, you know, I pulled out my trucker hat, my Pro Bass hat. This is one of my favorite hats. White tee. Can never go wrong with a white tank top, white tee. Love those. These cargo pants that I have on in this fit, I got these from Shein. And they came three in a pack. So, they were like three different browns. So, I felt like this brown went closely with the shoes, the Dunks that I wanted to wear. Of course, I had to make the fit pop, so I chose the orange socks. And then, of course, my Dunks, my camo Dunks. Like, these were one of the first Dunks I had hit on recently at the time. So I was like, yeah, gotta pull these bad boys out. Gotta wear them. And look how it came together. I would just have to say this is a raw fit, like chef's kiss. Honestly, I'll give this fit a 9. The reason why I'm gonna give it a 9 is because the white tee. I feel like it's easy. As long as you got a white tee, I feel like you could do anything. You could get crazy, you could get fly, you could get funky, you know? But I feel like as long as you got a white tee, it's easy to put stuff together. A white tee, a white shirt, a white tank. Like, it's just simple. But yeah, I'll give this fit a 9. Alright, this fit. I love this fit. I put this together when I was going to Cali, LA to be exact. I got this hat from this artist named Lena. She's such a dope artist. She's from Philly, so shout out to her. I bought like two of her hats. I love her work, love her art, love how she raps. I love her merch, everything. So I just wanted to support her, so I bought this hat from her. These pants, I got these pants from Tier, so shout out to Tier. I just had saw them on Instagram and I like, you know, their clothing, so I went ahead and bought these pants from them. The shirt, I got this shirt from Shein. The shirt says it's a cruel world but it's cool, and I fell in love with this shirt because the colors, it matched, you know, the look I was going for. And then also, like, I just like what it said. Like, it's so true. Like, it really is a cruel world. Like, this world is cruel. It's heartless. It's cold. Like, people do you wrong. You know, things don't always go your way. But at the same time, it's like, it's okay, because what are you gonna do? You gonna get down and lay down, or you gonna bounce back and get back up and keep it moving, you know? So I felt like this shirt really, like, represents like me and, you know, how I just be feeling sometimes. So yeah, the socks, I got the socks from Shein. I just felt the socks match with the colors and everything. And then the Dunks, I got these Dunks from the Nike website. And the little New York City bag, I got that from, I believe I got that from Bloomingdale's. I ordered it offline. So I just thought this was a dope fit. It all came together great. You know, the colors, West Coast. So overall, like, I love this fit. It was dope, and I would have to give this fit, I'm giving this fit a 10, because I felt like I was doing my big one in this fit. So I'm giving this fit a 10. This fit, I wore this to homecoming for my HBCU, Bethune-Cookman University. Shout out to my Wildcats, hell Wildcats. But this fit was kind of random too. I just knew I wanted to wear this shirt, and I'm like, let me pack this black skirt. But then I wanted to bring it out to the colors and everything. So I'm like, yes, blue Pro Bass hat. Okay, gray socks, definitely my biohacks. And a pink bag. Man, make it pop. Like, I don't know, I just love thinking outside the box. I love doing different things, stuff that people wouldn't really like think to do or think to wear or put on. And I know it's gonna go. I know it's gonna be a go. So I love this fit. Like, Dr. Bethune shirt, Mary McLeod Bethune, legendary. If y'all don't know about her, go read up on her, do your research. But yeah, this fit came out so good to me and I loved it. Like, what can I say? I'm representing my alma mater. Like, I'm always riding for my school. So I love this fit. This was a dope fit. I would go ahead and I would give this fit a, I'm gonna give this fit a 9.5. I'm just being honest. The only reason I wouldn't give it a 10 is I would have to say, like, the black on black is a little bit like easy, but at the end of the day, like, I made it work and I brought the other colors, and I feel like a lot of people wouldn't do that. So I'll give myself a 9.5 on this fit. All right, next up, this fit. I wore this fit to Dreamville. This is my first time going to Dreamville Fest when I wore this fit, and this fit was fire to me. Like, the playoffs had just came out, and so I was like, yeah, I definitely want to wear those. And you know, the playoffs, they have a little bit of red in them. The Jordan logo, like, at the bottom of the shoe is red. So I'm like, I wanna bring that red out in the shoe. Like, I wanna do something people will look over. Like, a lot of times when people wear this shoe, they tend to wear, you know, black or white or black and white, and they leave out the red. So I'm like, let's bring this red out. So of course I went ahead and got me a red corset from Shein. And I got me some black leather, like, legging pants. I got those from Shein as well. And then my red Telfar bag, got that from the Telfar website. And yeah, I got these black and white shades from Shein. And I was like, the shades match the shoes, but I'm bringing out the red that's in the shoes, in the corset, and in the purse. So this fit was firing me. Like, I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna give myself a 10. Like, why not? Like, I really killed this fit. This fit was chef's kiss. So yeah, it's a 10 on that for me. All right, next up we have my Everlast fit. I wore this when I went to Houston. Shout out to Houston, by the way. This fit was fire to me, even though it was easy because it's like it was all the same pieces, the same brand, everything was like majority Everlast, and I really didn't have to, like, you know, look to put stuff together. It was just like, ooh, I'm gonna wear this. Okay, they got the shorts for it. I'm gonna put that together and I'm gonna do this. Like, you know, the hat, the socks, everything said Everlast. But at the same time, I was just like, I know I'm gonna kill it. I don't know. I like doing stuff like this, but at the same time, I kind of feel like it's kind of easy too. But at the same time, I feel like it's not. It really just depends. I feel like it depends on the person, it depends on who you are, it depends on how you put it together. Everything just has to go, you know? But yes, the hat was Everlast, the tank top, you know, the top part was Everlast, the shorts were Everlast, the socks were Everlast, and then, of course, I wore my Royalty 12s. I took out the black laces, because we don't do that, we do the white laces. We make them look like taxis, you feel me? So, took out those laces, and you know, I was just like, yeah, this is going to be a hit. And so, I guess I'll give this a 9.5. I won't give it a 10. I'll give it a 9.5. Only because, like, since everything was Everlast, the bag was Everlast too, it was easy to kind of put this together.